This Mixed Sunday Morning podcast is presented by Robo Motors in Sylacauga, Alabama. Well known for quality pre-owned automobiles, RVs, boats, and motorcycles, and by Sylacauga Handicapped, the area's premier source of handicapped mobility and motoring equipment. Listen to the full show from 8 to 11 a.m. on Sundays on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, and the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama. Every week, we feature encouraging stories and have a great conversation with guests about their faith. Welcome to Mix Sunday Morning for the week of December 22nd, 2024. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. Joining me here in the 8 o'clock hour, Mr. Russ Lee of New Song, and we'll jump right into that interview.
Welcome to Mix Sunday Morning, Mr. Russ Lee of New Song. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you today, Greg?
Man, I'm just, again, blown away what God is doing and allowing this to happen. I sit back just in amazement, man. I don't deserve this. You guys are amazing. You and Eddie, I've interviewed either one of you for the past 3 years, and thank you for taking the time out of your crazy schedule to be on the show.
Oh, listen, hey, my pleasure, buddy. It is the busy season for us, but we're happy to take a minute and talk about what God's doing and how it's going. And let you know what we got coming.
Yes, sir. Well, if you can take just a minute and tell our listeners, who is Russ Lee?
Well, I travel and sing with a group called New Song, and we're the founders of Winter Jam and a big youth conference called Extreme, but we've also been around for a while. And you might have heard us on the radio if you listen to Christian radio for a while. We're still outgoing. I think New Song actually started in 1981. I started with the group in 1993. Four original guys, and then two of the guys left, and we turned it into a band. And that's when I joined. And we've been touring, doing music, sharing the gospel, having a good time, and singing for folks ever since then.
Amen.
That's what I'm doing right now, even as we speak. We have a concert tonight, so I just took a minute to call in and say hello.
Wow, man! I'm blown away. You know, the fire, the inspiration that the Lord is putting in your hearts to keep going. You know, Winter Jams kicks off January 10th in Columbia, South Carolina, 38 cities.
That's it.
And how many years has Winter Jam been running?
Well, you know, at first it was New Song in Greenville, South Carolina, and then it grew to New Song and Friends, and then it became January Jam. And then by the grace of God, it outgrew January, so it became Winter Jam. And I think we're somewhere in those mid-upper 20s for years for Winter Jam. I don't know exactly, but it's been an amazing journey, and we're excited about this year. We've actually had more pre-Winter Jam response to this year than any year in the past. You know, thanks to social media, we can measure some of that stuff, and we're excited because the Winter Jam family—that's what we call the folks that come out and support Winter Jam every year, enjoy the night with us. They're excited, so we're excited.
Well, that was gonna be my next question. I mean, why do it? I mean, after all these years, because it is a jam packed, and excuse the pun, but it's a jam packed tour.
It is. It's a full night, and it's a heavy dose of Christian music, encouragement, worship, fellowship, community. You know, we like to make a good racket for the King. So you're right. It's a jam-packed night. But the reason we keep doing this is because, you know, when New Song started, our goal was to take music and use it as a vehicle to share the gospel. And as you know, every year at Winter Jam, we stop the music and share the gospel, give people the opportunity to come to know Christ. And that's the heartbeat of Winter Jam. It's the heartbeat of New Song. It's my call to ministry. It's, you know, and so... We we, to us, that's the driving force. That's the engine behind Winter Jams. Hey, we get the music everyone loves, get everyone together, but we also take time to share the message of the gospel and give people the opportunity to know Christ, because he's the focus of our music and our lives and Winter Jam.
We'll continue our interview with Russ Lee of New Song.
Amen. Well, you will be in Birmingham February 16th at the Legacy Arena at the BJCC. I think Birmingham is special, and I feel like it's a special stop on the tour. There's so much. I know there's excitement in every city, but I'm telling you, people really come out, and I encourage you, if you're listening, to come out February 16th.
Yeah, it's going to be a great night. And Birmingham is special. It's special to us for a lot of reasons. But we have always had a great relationship. Even as you probably know, before I was with New Song, I sang with a group called Truth.
Yes, sir.
It was born in Alabama, and Birmingham was always one of our favorite stops. And Birmingham has such great memories. We've got such great friends there, such great Winter Jam fans and family. And it's always been a staple. It's an anchor for Winter Jam every year. So we look forward to coming to Birmingham every year. It's one of our favorite cities.
Well, brother, if we can get the passion behind Alabama and Auburn football, and we can pack it into the Legacy Arena and use that passion for the Lord, that's my prayer in it.
Well, I appreciate it. I have a question for you. So is it Tigers or War Eagles? I don't understand what's happening there. I don't understand that.
My daughter went to Auburn, and
yeah,
it's the Auburn Tigers, but yet you're right. When you go to the game, because I've gone to a couple of games with her, it's you yell yeah. War Eagle.
I don't know what's happening there. There's some Listen, but you know what? There's an Auburn football team. You know, they're dangerous. That's a dangerous bunch. But I will say this: and I don't understand an elephant and a tide. I don't understand that either. But it doesn't make me not love Alabama. I feel like I'm a missionary of common sense to the state of Alabama. You know, there's some dysphoria there among the football fans. I'm not sure what it is, but. Listen, nothing a little Christian music and Jesus won't fix. That's what I say.
Amen, brother. Well, yeah, let's just get all of that. And I know it will, because I know the Lord is with you. I know he has blessed you with everything dealing with Winter Jam, not just your artist, but your pre-jam artist, the speakers you bring every year. The Lord has his hand on it. And I can't wait to be there. And hopefully this year, last year, Brother Eddie had me set up to come backstage, and I couldn't, we moved, and I could not make it. I was heartbroken. So this year, I hope I'm able to get backstage and really meet you guys, sit down, pray with you. So we'll see what happens with that.
Well, it sounds like Eddie owes you one. That's what it sounds like.
You know.
Let's put the pressure on Eddie.
Yes, sir. Well, Brother Russ, I know we are closing in on our time. So I want to thank you for taking the time. I pray the Lord will bless you tonight.
Thank you,
brother. With a New Song concert, and I will be praying for the Winter Jam tour this year.
Well, thank you. And hey, let's go, man. Come on, everybody that's listening, Birmingham. Let's stand up and light up and get some folks out there. And look, I would encourage anybody that's listening to think of someone that really needs to be encouraged, but maybe doesn't want to go to church, or you have a hard time getting them to church. Bring them to Winter Jam, because we're just church in a different way. That's what we are, and it's amazing. And your friends will love it. So I just pray that God will open those doors, and you'll bring some folks out, and they'll hear the gospel and be changed.
You were right. Well, thank you, brother.
God bless you guys. Thank you so much.
God bless you.
Good to talk to you, Greg.
Russ Lee of New Song on Meek Sunday Morning. Welcome to Mix Sunday Morning, Mr. Micah Tyler. How are you doing, brother?
Yo, I'm good, pal. How are you?
Man, I'm doing better now that we're connected. We had
a
couple of weeks ago, we couldn't, and I always look at things this way. It's God's timing. It's God's perfect timing. So today, there's purpose and meaning in this. And we're going to talk about Winter Jam, but it's bigger than that. So
thank you
for coming on. For our listeners who don't know who Micah Tyler is, if you could take just a minute and tell them who you are.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a local guy from Southeast Texas, born and raised down here, graduated from high school, married my high school sweetheart, became a youth pastor right out of high school, felt called to go into ministry when I was a junior in high school, so had a youth pastor make a huge impact on me. So started doing youth ministry. A little youth group of 7 kids, grew to about 35, and I decided to buy a guitar because I thought maybe one of those kids could learn to play a few songs for me and lead worship on Wednesday nights. They did not learn anything on that instrument, so I decided to pick up a few chords myself. So taught myself to play guitar and started leading worship for our youth group, and that turned into God calling me to do music full-time 14 years ago this January. So I've been doing music now, traveling around the world. We've been having some songs on Christian radio the last 7 or 8 years, songs like Walking Free and Different, Never Been a Moment, and now I'm getting ready to hop on a bus and go run around the country, including coming to big Birmingham for Winter Jam coming up this spring.
Yes, sir. I believe you'll be in Birmingham. But like I talked to Russ Lee yesterday, 38 cities. That's crazy.
It's wild, man. I mean, it's one of those things. I mean, again, I grew up in this little hometown of, we have 2,000 people. And so we're going to see most of the time, 3 times that amount of people every single night that we're out on this tour. So it is an absolute haul of a time because we're going to spend a lot of time for the next 3 months. But man, one of the reasons I signed on is that I get to go watch 38 Winter Jam shows. This is going to be, it's an amazing lineup between, you know, and people are always asking me like, hey, I'm kind of into country music. Is there somebody for me there? I'm like, oh, that's great. Ann Wilson's going to be there. If you're into hip-hop, KB is going to be there. If you want metal, we got Skillet. If you want pop, it's Colton Dixon. New song is coming in, throwing 100 miles an hour with their soul and all their stuff. I'm coming. It's literally going to be something for a little bit of everybody, but everybody is awesome. So it really, you get a whole lot of bang for the $15 that it costs for you to walk in the door. No tickets required. You show up and come inside. And like I said, from the pre-jam all the way to the last fireball shoots out of Skillet's pyrotechnics, it is going to be an amazing night of celebrating Jesus and getting to get alongside other believers and just lift his name up together.
Well, amen. Well, I know your heart, brother, and you probably just answered the question, but I know you signed up for Winter Jam to get on this tour because, it puts you out in front of a massive crowd. I mean,
sure. Yeah.
But two, man, what an opportunity to spread the word of Jesus.
Absolutely. You know, honestly, brother, I'm a husband of 20 years now. My wife and I have 3 kiddos, and I'm going to tell you the truth. If I call home the night that I play a show in Birmingham for Winter Jam, and I let my family know how loud people clap for me when I got through singing songs, That is such a shallow existence. But for me and my family, man, I get to call home and let them know that I got to celebrate who Jesus is. I got to tell my story. I got to sing these songs. And one of the things that I always try to make sure people know, the only difference between me and everybody in Birmingham that night is going to be about 5 foot of stage. I'm walking in with my own heartbreaks. I'm walking in with my own struggles and troubles. But also, I walk in with this faith that God is continuing to grow in me, with this vision to be able to see sometimes just barely the next step in front of me, but also I've seen miracles come into place. And so we just get to go in there and literally celebrate together and be a part of something I know is a life-changing experience. It's the 25th year for Winter Jam. So again, I've heard so many countless stories of lives being changed by nights like these. And so I'm just excited to be a part of this one together.
But you said a very important thing, that you're coming to the stage an imperfect man, and people mm-hmm. have to realize, you know, that's why we need Jesus. We are all imperfect souls.
Absolutely.
And the only perfect one that walked this earth was Jesus. And, you know, I'm not going to say the story I saw on Instagram because it's not proper, but somebody went searching for something, and thought they were doing what they thought would fill their need. Mm-hmm. And when they got through, they were emptier than they started, because we're right. searching for the wrong thing, and we're searching. The search needs to end, and that's why I love Winter Jam. I love everything about it. The message that we need Jesus.
We'll continue our interview with Micah Tyler right here on Mix Sunday Morning.
I mean, listen, the Bible tells us that if we're going to run the race that is before us, this race of endurance, this race of perseverance, we got to do a couple things. We've got to get rid of this heavy weight that weighs us down and set our eyes on the author and perfecter of our faith. We've got a world that is trying to constantly get our attention off of that author and perfecter. It's trying to let us think that if we could just have this, if we could taste this, if we could experience this, if we could own this, if we could look like this, if we could be driving this, then man, we would have what it takes to really navigate this world and be kings of it. But at the end of the day, there is only one king of the world, and he came the lowest of forms in a manger, was lifted up onto a cross so that he could draw men to himself, completely defeated the grave. So when we come together, I know there's going to be smoke and lights and speakers, and it's going to be in a big room. It's going to look a lot different than when Jesus was preaching the Sermon on the Mount right there next to the water. But at the same time, it is the same gospel that calls us to repentance. It is the same kindness that draws us closer to who he is. It is the same miracle-working, life-breathing God that has touched my life, Ann's life, Colton's life, KB's life. Like, we're coming in together as imperfect people who have a perfect Savior, that in this world, when there is trouble, we can completely trust that Jesus has overcome the world, and that's what we're going to be celebrating for 38 nights out here on Winter Jam.
Well, thank you, bro. I mean, I appreciate you. You know, the purpose is to talk about Winter Jam and to share, but I appreciate you sharing that message with me and the listeners.
Yeah, man.
I'll be praying for you on this tour. I hope, you know, February 16th, Winter Jam comes to Birmingham, the Legacy Arena at the BJCC. And I put a plug in with Russ. Yeah. And I think I have to put another plug in to be able to get backstage.
Yeah.
Because I was supposed to last year, and we moved. And I couldn't. It was I physically could not.
Bye-bye.
Look at there. But this year, I told Eddie, you know, this year I'll go backstage. Next year I'll be on stage. So I told him, get ready. So we'll see.
One step at a time.
We'll see what happens. It will be an honor to meet you. Like I told
you, man.
To meet you, to pray with you. And man, just God bless you. I hope you and your family have a Merry Christmas.
Man, you too, brother. Thanks so much for making time for me today. I sure appreciate it. Like I said, looking forward to seeing you backstage in February.
That's Micah Tyler on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome to Mix Sunday Morning, and welcome Mr. John Cooper of Skillet. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Great to chat with you.
Well, it's going to be, I told you a little off air just a minute ago, you know, I am so highly blessed. I don't know why the Lord, how he keeps doing this in my life, but John, I told you, you've meant a lot in my life. You've meant a lot to youth that have been around me over the years, and you know, this is just an awesome opportunity. So I know the Lord sends the guest to the show for his purpose. And so thank you for taking the time.
It's great. That's such an honor. Thank you so much.
Well, for people that don't know, if people live behind a tree and don't know, if you have just a minute to tell us who Mr. John Cooper is.
Yeah, sure. Okay, let's see. I play in the band called Skillet. I'm the singer. I play bass. I'm the only remaining founding member and songwriter. Me and my wife write the songs. My wife, Corey, also plays
in the band, and she plays guitar. We write the songs. We have two kids. We raised both our kids on the road. They're adults now. My daughter's married. My son graduated high school. We're still playing music. We got a new record that just came out called Revolution. And I love playing music. I'm also a person of faith, which you sort of alluded to already. I'm proud of that faith. I talk about that, my faith in Jesus. And I'm also a proud American. I love to talk about that, too, because I love to fight for the principles of liberty here. And I think that's probably a good introduction.
It is. Yes, sir. Because I've been, listen, I can say I've been with you. I started with Savior, which is still one of my favorite songs, all the way up to a song that was meant for a time as this, All That Matters.
All right. So cool. Well, thank you so much. Yeah, All That Matters just got released a few months ago, and I'm happy to hear you say that. I felt like that as well. I felt like it was a really important song. It was actually the first song we wrote for the album, and it was only a year ago, about 14 months ago, 13 months ago maybe. And I said, man, this is a little different for us, but I just feel that it's really important. I think it can't wait. I think we need to record this song, and we need to get it out as soon as possible. And it just felt, I knew it'd be a little, I knew some people might not like it. They might not like some of they might feel that it's too whatever, culture or controversial. I don't know, whatever they're going to think. But I didn't care. I felt like it was too important. So everybody go check it out. It's called All That Matters. And the lyric is, my faith, my family, my freedom is all that matters to me. And the reason it's so important is because we're in a very shifting time in our country and in our world. And it's kind of boiling down to this. What are the things that I absolutely will give my life for? Because everybody's yelling about everything, and I can get along with people that disagree with me. I'm a very, very tolerant person. I'm a non-judgmental person, but I'm a passionate person about my beliefs. What is it that I can't do with that? What am I ready to give my life for? And when the time comes that people are, you know, treading on my right to worship my God, then it's time to push back. And if they're trying to shut me up on social media, or trying to shut anybody up on social media that's not, you know, making some sort of threat against someone's life, then I got to push back, because I believe in freedom of speech. That's the one that we have to hold, to freedom of speech, because that's the one that sort of is the, you know, the linchpin for all the rest of them. You get rid of freedom of speech, you start losing them all. And I'm a big free speech advocate, and that's what that song's about. And so if people want to support bands that believe like you do, go check out Skillet, All That Matters.
Amen, brother, because I love the opening lyric. I don't want to start a fight, but here's the line. And that's what we, and it doesn't mean, if you're listening as Christians, that we have to go arm up and do anything. It just means we stand with the Lord. We stand with those principles, and we are responsible to be able to live that life, walk that life. And when we have to draw that line, we have to draw the line.
Yeah, that's right. I think that, well, we're getting into some deeper stuff here. No, I don't mind at all. Everybody's going to have their opinions listening. All I'm saying is, hey, don't get mad. It's my opinion, and I won't get mad at you for yours. But I think that there's an incorrect understanding of Christianity. And in my opinion, that incorrect understanding is that to be a Christian means to be a pacifist. To be a Christian means to just let anybody do what they want to do. And I don't believe that that's really accurate. In this country, you know, this idea of, like, you know, the Bible does say, Romans 13, we are supposed to obey the governing authorities. In this country, who is the ultimate governing authority? We the people are.
Yes, sir.
We don't serve a king. The law is above the king, and we're all under that. So there's this agreement. In other words, we are Caesar in this particular episode. And so I don't know why Christians would want to be silent. God has given us the truth. He's given us the Holy Spirit to understand the truth. And when we stand up for people's rights, we're not just standing up for Christians. We're standing up for everybody's rights. Your atheist neighbor that lives next to you, you're saying, hey, I'm going to protect your rights, whether you agree with me or not. That is a really good thing. And people bled, they died, they gave their lives for this. And I think that true Christianity, in my opinion, in this American context, means to be a good steward of what we have been given, and stand up and push back against that and say, no, we're not going to go that route. We're going to keep standing up for what we believe, because we believe it's the gospel that says.
It's Mixed Sunday Morning, and we'll join our interview with John Cooper of Skillet.
Man, brother, well, I know we've only got a couple of minutes left on this interview, because you are super popular. You're going to be in Birmingham February 16th, Winter Jam at the Legacy Arena, BJCC. You want to come, $15 at the door. You want to go check their music out, because from all the, is it five records, correct?
Actually, we have 11 albums out.
11 albums, okay. Through every song, whether they're five-time, three-time, two-time platinum, gold songs, GMA Dove Award winner, Grammy Award, Billboard Music Award, every song will lead you to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Well, that's very kind. I don't know if I'd say every song, but you know what? That is the goal, isn't it? You know?
It is, yes, sir.
Because music is so powerful. Everybody listening knows that. You don't have to explain it. Music is one of the things that God used to really help me growing up, really, really help me. And so I think that when we make music, we want to rock. We want to give somebody something. Doesn't matter if they're religious or not religious, Christian or not. I want to give somebody something they can take to the gym, go have a run, have a workout, drive in your car, you know, or if you're working your job and you're working down at the auto plant, you want the radio on, you have Spotify on, you whatever it is, turn on. I hope Skillet helps you get through your day. I love it. Doesn't matter if you're religious or not. But if we can put out messages that are positive, and that combat the incredible, incredible diabolical messages of so much of the music out there today that is leading people really into darkness, into dark places, into depressive thoughts, you know, just nothingness, and call it nihilism, or just depression, and are leading them towards whatever, sex, drugs, rock and roll, whatever the mantra is. We want to combat that, and we want to give somebody something positive to put in your, it maybe helps you get through a good day. On his best day, maybe it can lead you towards God, faith, church, loving your wife better, loving your kids better, etc. So I hope that's what we do. So everybody, please go check out the new album. It's Skillet Revolution, and I called it Revolution because we desperately need a spiritual revolution in this country. We absolutely need it. We need to come back to God, come back to the principles that built this country, and loyalty to family, loyalty to church, and et cetera. And that teaches us how to treat our neighbor. And I think if we can do that, we have that spiritual awakening, that spiritual revolution. I think if we can do that, we're going to begin to see some of this needless violence tick down, some of these just horrible, tragic school shootings, the depression and the suicide, and kids are hurting today, and we need this revolution. So go check out the new record.
Amen. Do you have a minute? Can I say a quick prayer?
Please.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for this time, Lord. I thank you for John, Lord. I ask you to be with John, Corey, Jen, and Seth on this Winter Jam tour. Lord, I ask you to be with their families, Lord, to guide them, to protect them, Lord, and just to keep them on your watch, Lord. And please just continue the fire in John, Lord, and bless him each and every step of his life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, brother. Well, hopefully I'll see you February 16th in Birmingham. Last year, Jeremy Camp got me backstage, but I couldn't come. And I got to get Eddie on the phone and try to work that again this year, because I would love to meet you. I would love to sit down and pray with you, because I think God's got a bigger plan in all of this.
Sure. Awesome. Please do. Come back and say hey.
Yes, sir. Well, God bless you. That's John Cooper with Skillet right here on Mixed Sunday Morning.
Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of this show with me each and every week.
This week was very special. Russ Lee, Micah Tyler, and then an artist, a group that it's meant a lot to me in my life. You might not like the music. They play Christian rock, but then they have Christian ballads. But it really challenges. The music will challenge you. It comes off the basis of I have to take a stand for the Lord. And if I'm struggling with things, hey, I need to look to the Lord. If I'm looking too far forward, if I look up at the stars in the sky, it's all about the Lord. I hope you have a very Merry Christmas. I thank all of you for being loyal and listening to the show. I have one more mixed Sunday morning show, and that is next week. And I will be jumping over to a new show on another Radio Alabama channel. And I will be getting all of that out to you. It's been a pure joy and blessing for me to sit down every Sunday morning with you. In the new year, I will be sitting down on Sunday nights with you. So God bless you. Have a Merry Christmas and know that the best present is not under that tree this year. So if you're worried about what you have and what you don't have, the biggest gift you can have is the gift of love, the gift of peace, the gift of joy, the gift of everlasting life that only comes from Jesus. Thanks for listening. If you like what you've heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, or the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. I'm Greg Wyckoff, and this program is a product of Radio Alabama.